This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Today is Tuesday, and you know what we do on a Tuesday. We learn a lot and see a funda on a Tuesday. So this Tuesday, see Nayege or Mr. Makli once again is joining us on Ivu Kubangena Breakfast Show, the only way to start your day. Mr. Makli, good morning.
Sanbona, put out to good morning to our listeners.
Siyabonga kakhulu for joining us after a long weekend.
It was too short, yeah.
Was it? Yeah, ne, yeah, long weekend was too short. Go show yena ke, oh, Mr. Makli. Must be nice on MUT Radio. Otherwise, what's happening? Today, you have something for us.
Yes.
Something amazing. We MUT Radio, na we Knowledge Hub this morning. What do we have this morning?
Yes, let's talk knowledge, right? Let's talk history to, this morning. Yesterday, there was June 16th. We're remembering June 16, 1976. So this is the 49th year, because next year is going to be 50 years.
Wow.
Now, from the perspective of us as librarians, is that we always look at the history and try to understand what does it tell us, you know, what does it teach us, what can you learn from what has gone on before. So as librarians, as I say, there's a fiction, there's an non-fiction. Now, history is a story that is, you know, kindly non-fiction, but in some instances as well, we need to make things up so that we just make sense of what you know, we have to fill in the blanks. We make interpretations, you know. So, but this is generally, I mean, fairly history, it is non-fiction. And interestingly, in history is that if we spoke about Impilo Omond, it was the agents. So who was there? Right. If you want to individually, simbo in 10 years. So 10 years go and is enough. But if you spoke a country, society, 50 years. So a huge gap. So the 50 years, one next year, is going to be major, because we need to look back and say, so how much has changed since 1976? And also, how much more we still need to go, right? But where I'm sticking at this morning is to say, look, the struggle continues. Life is a struggle. The young people who woke up on that day, so probably they were not sure that they're going to die, a lot of them. I mean, so yes, there must have been a feeling that said, look, ufakany. So rather than to stand injustice, rather than to stand the oppression, just make that sacrifice finally, right? So there's this book, Akina is looking at life and history, etc. I mean, looking at different angles. And it's posing a martial in our form. So that's what I'd like us to think about this morning as well. Because, I mean, it is Youth Day, it is Youth Month, and we are also trying to reflect on that. The first one, it's a challenge. Whatever you do, because life, we say, it's a struggle, right? So what you need to strive for is to match your personality to the career that you've chosen. So basically, do something that suits who you are. Now, that is easier said than done. So I'm just as an example, competing so now my phone was there and always. Beyonce came here. Well, she didn't come here. She took some dancers from Mozambique in 2011 for a video who ran the world, you know.
Okay.
Because she had seen a video on YouTube and she liked the dance of his pantool. So because they were good in dancing, but also the moment, the place, the time, young kid, just now, so she was able to take them there for 3 days. Now, being a mega superstar that she is, but she gave herself for 3 days in Bilunyake to sit down and learn his pantool and also record that as well. Now, I'm going to talk about a practice of 8 hours. It's not like it's time to 2 minutes. No, cut, do it again. So people who are perfectionists as well, we entertainment, people like yourself, they will tend to drive because it's what they want to do. It's not just for the audience, but it's for themselves as well. I mean, so for them to find the fulfillment, they are artistic. So they strive for those things. So I'm hoping also now on campus that we are also saying, I mean, for us to carry on this track, as I'm on June 16, we're saying, look, I have chosen this course. How can I make it suit who I am? And how can I make it work for me, right? Also, if for now it's not really, you know, matching up who you are, we still have, I mean, life is not, yes, it's too short, but also it's not short. I mean, so you may still have time to switch and make it work for you, right? So let's engage in that and let's not give up too soon. So, I mean, so for me, this is the first one I get it. We can look at. Number two, which they talk about that book, is a little bit more controversial by eating. So make sure that you don't gain weight. So make sure that you maintain a healthy weight. That is very difficult to do.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about Nelson Mandela. He went to prison for the first time after he was sentenced to life on 13 June 1964. So I had to Google this morning.
Okay.
Right. So 1964, 13 June, you sleep in the prison for the first time. Now, what does he do the next day? He works in, try to push up. I mean, the guy spends an hour. You've been sentenced to life. I mean, so what are you training yourself for? Because before I prison, he was a boxer. Yeah. He used to train 4 days a week. So he's not going to give himself up just because now suddenly somebody said to him, you'll never leave these prison walls.
Wow. That's motivational.
That's very motivational. I mean, so, because I mean, probably something in him was saying to him, look, you won't end up here.
I'm not going to end up here.
When I'm 45, 44, 45, right? Puma said, I'm not sure. But he became a president, they said, 75.
Yo.
He went on to live
another, 2003.
Yeah. So, I mean, he had a long life. 27 years in prison, but plus 20 more years also outside of prison. So, because I'm going to get night as young people, let's try for that as well. So, keeping fit is important because it makes you feel good, you know. So, when you look yourself in the mirror, so it brings that extra something. It's a challenge. It's a struggle. Join it. Number three is, again, another serious one. So you need to heal from past relationships.
Oh.
Now, if you have an ex, if you have maybe an ex-friend, an ex-mother, an ex-father, because I mean, there are many exes these days.
Yeah,
right?
It's not just
it's not just the obvious one. I mean, so there might be the other ex. I mean, for me, again, this morning, thing about this was, I thought about the Ilendi Kumbuleka.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I thought about my ex.
You must heal. Yes. You must able to meet your ex, come here and talk as if you were cool. No, I mean, serious is Ikumbuleka. So Ikumbuleka, I thought this was older than this, but apparently it started on 28th November 2006, and it's been going on for a very long time.
Yes.
But there, Ikumbuleka is about the whole baby mama, baby baba drama. The moment they break up, so they want their separate ways. But many years later, the past is coming back to catch up with them. You know? So you have kids now who are running to chase ma ugupi, baba ugupi. You know, so those unhandled relationships affect her song in many different ways. So it's not an easy one. So we need to always try and find the closure, yeah, so that we don't get stuck in those relationships that we are still stuck in there. We are still trying to, you know, so retrace our steps. We're trying to fight in the circle of failing as I exist.
Yeah, yes.
Then the last one, I think for me, which is also interesting from the same book, is eating. The struggle that you must engage in also is to live in a location that you like. So if you like to live by the sea, live by the ocean. If you love to live in a farm, live in a farm. If you love a city center, now again, that is easier said than done. Because it means that you need to invest a lot of your effort, a lot of your time, a lot of your money in just trying to. But
leave.
What it says is that if you find a long hand, so you are going to struggle, you are going to suffer, so you will not enjoy it. She always says this. I mean, Uchima Manda, she's a writer from, she lives in the US, well, she studied in the US, but she's born in Nigeria, so she lives in both countries. Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, she hates Nigeria, she hates the United States. I mean, she says she's disillusioned by both countries. The racism of the U.S., I mean, the polarity of the society there, the inequalities. But also in Nigeria, what the people there, she feels, are not doing enough to, since independence in 1916. So they haven't moved much beyond that. So she's always critical of both countries. So, I mean, she feels what, as much as she lives, but you can't be happy in this place, you can't be happy in the other one. So it's like a sad existence. Well, for us, it makes her a good writer because that suffering gives us good stories. So it's another interesting challenge, I mean, as well, for us as young people, especially. Because, I mean, you might have been born, I come from Guamajo, so now I'm for some time, so having lived Guamajo, you felt, I'm stuck here. Mm. So you always feel that sense there. So we are always trying to move to better places, think places where we feel what we can feel more comfortable. And it's a lifelong struggle as well to find that place where you feel like home if grown out. Aluta continua.
The struggle continues.
The struggle continues.
Beautiful. Yeah. No, we love this, and it makes me think a lot. It makes me nam ngifuna ukuzibheka kwamina ukuthi am I aligned with lokho yini? Live where you ithini legcina?
So live in your favorite location.
In your favorite location.
Yes, yeah. Number 3, uthi heal from your past relationship. So number 2, uthi lose
weight. Fit. Yes.
Yeah, stay fit. And number 1 is match your career to your personality.
Yeah, it's quite difficult. All these steps are quite difficult, but they make you think. They make you want to Wooting and Bella as a young person, as we are celebrating Youth Day and Youth Month, just to remember this thing. Wooting and Bella, for you to be healthy, for you to be writing and Bella, you need to align yourself with these steps. No, siyabonga kakhulu, Mr. Max.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us once again, Knowledge Hub on MUT Radio. And Ute Maustanganisa Zonke Uzbiza, you said they are?
The book talks about the psychic energy. It's looking at basically you start with your thinking. So exactly your point. Think things through, use your mind to try and move yourself forward.
Wow, beautiful. How do we get hold of these books, Mr. Martin? In as a library, can you suggest mthambe a similar book that you have a library?
I should be able to do that soon. I mean, we're trying to set up, you know, a web page where we'll post these things for people to just click. But for now, we'll just give them a challenge. Say, go and Google it.
Okay.
You will find it.
All right. No, no problem. Thank you so much. Library services this week.
We open until, so we might be closing at 4 this week, but normally we close at 9. So please, again, look at our website, and because, I mean, it's after exam, so we tend to switch our times.
Okay. Exam. No, thank you so much, Mr. Michael Siyabongakhulu, for yet another beautiful episode here, Knowledge Hub on MUT Radio.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.